The young man entered a phone booth and wiped his face slick with the flat of his hand. His denim shirt was stiff with salt and open on his chest, his hair mowed into the scalp GI style. He pulled an unlabeled pint bottle from the front of his jeans and unscrewed the cap. Down the right side of his face was a swollen pink scar that was as bright and shiny as plastic and looked pasted onto the skin rather than part of it. The mezcal in the bottle was yellow and thick with thread worms that seemed to light against the sunset when he tipped the neck to his mouth. Inside the booth, he could feel his heart quickening and lines of sweat running down from his armpits into the waistband of his undershorts. His index finger trembled as he punched in the numbers on the phone's console.
"What's your emergency?" a woman dispatcher asked.
"Last night, there was some shooting here. A lot of it," he said. "I heard it in the dark and saw the flashes."
"Shooting where?"
"By that old church. I think that's what happened. I was drinking. I saw it from down the road and scared the doo-doo out of me."
There was a pause. "Are you drinking now, sir?"
"Not really. I mean, not much. Just a few hits of Mexican worm juice."
"Tell us where you are, and we'll send out a cruiser. Will you wait there for a cruiser to come out?"
"This doesn't have anything to do with me. A lot of wets go through here." "I said I heard somebody busting caps. That's all I'm reporting. Maybe I heard a tailgate drop. I'm sure I did. It clanked in the dark."
"Sir, where are you calling from?"
"The same place I heard all that shooting." He tried to slam down the receiver on the hook, but missed. The phone receiver swung back and forth from the phone box as the young man with the welted pink scar on his face drove away, road dust sucking back through the glassless windows of his car.
24 hours later, at sunset, the sky turned to turquoise. Then the strips of black cloud along the horizon were backlit by a red brilliance that was like the glow of a forge, as though the cooling of the day were about to be set into abeyance so the sun's heat could prevail through the night into the following dawn. Across the street from the abandoned filling station, a tall man in his 70s, wearing western-cut khakis and hand-tooled boots and an old-fashioned gun belt and a dove-colored Stetson, parked his truck in front of what appeared to be the shell of a Spanish mission. The roof had caved onto the floor,